As examples of living with contradictions go, this one would appear to be a doozy. Signatories of the United Nations Framework on Climate Change will burn literally tons of jet fuel this month to get to Belém, Brazil, and the gateway to the Amazon. This is not a one-off. Big climate confabs have increasingly become climate unfriendly affairs, our Rio de Janeiro reporter explains, even if the work they support matters. Her story is a quick, smart read to end a week in which the UN said the world has effectively missed a target of holding global heating to 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. Bill Gates made a case for a position between the poles of alarmism and denial on climate, stressing adaptation and technology. And new data from Oxfam and the Stockholm Environment Institute pointed to the outsized contribution to emissions of the wealthiest 0.1%. Lots to talk about in Belém. Also, if you missed Monday's audio interview on this daily podcast with Taylor Luck by our editor, we're offering it again today as a Why We Wrote This episode, with a nice helping of bonus material from Taylor's earlier appearances on that show. Find a link at csmonitor.com/daily. It's Saturday, November 1st. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Clay Collins. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news briefs and reported stories. Now, today's Monitor stories. Workarounds have shielded most Americans from the government shutdown's effects, but program interruptions might soon test public patience and political will. Laurent Belsey reports for the Monitor. For many years, women's advocates in France have been frustrated by the absence of consideration of consent within the country's rape and sexual assault laws. That's finally changed, thanks in large part to Gisèle Pelicot. Colette Davidson reports from Paris for the Monitor. For the first time, more young women, not young men, are leaving churches, but traditional religious practice still appeals to some. In this installment of our occasional series on women of faith, one Colorado Christian explains why she remains grounded in her church community. Sophie Hills reports from Evans, Colorado, for the Monitor. The United Nations Climate Conference, COP30, launches November 10th in Belém on the edge of Brazil's Amazon. A growing chorus of voices is asking, should it? Contributor Constance Malloray reports from Rio de Janeiro for the Monitor. What happens when a crying baby reigns over a long flight? The community pulls together. Our essayist offers a heartwarming reminder that trying circumstances can bring out the best in all of us. Contributor Mer Brewster writes for the Monitor. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Thanks to today's audio production team, Victoria Hoffman, Mackenzie Farkas, and Noel Flatt.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor. Copyright 2025.